This audio installment is one in a series of recordings designed to offer some insight into various operational aspects of the Illinois High School Association. This recording is not intended to serve as an official interpretation or explanation of any specific IHSA bylaw or policy. Member schools with additional questions should contact the IHSA office. Other individuals are encouraged to contact their local high school with any questions before reaching out to the IHSA. The IHSA hopes you enjoy this recording. At the dawn of the 20th century, a group of educational leaders, disturbed by the total disregard of all educational implications being displayed by high schools engaging in interscholastic competition, determined that something needed to be done or created that would bring about a level of control over the situation. A first meeting of these leaders occurred at the Illinois State Teachers Association meeting in Springfield in the winter of 1898, and from that frail bark grew the tree we know today as the Illinois High School Association. Since its formal founding in 1900, the IHSA has served its membership by providing leadership for the development, supervision, and promotion of good sportsmanship in interscholastic competition and other activities in which its member schools choose to engage. School personnel, students, parents, and taxpayers have long recognized and endorsed the role of IHSA, a nonprofit, voluntary organization composed of Illinois high schools, each represented by its principal or designated representative in providing supervision, control, and promotion of the interscholastic athletic and non-athletic activities in which students engage. In the performance of the above functions, the IHSA and its membership stress the educational importance, the cultural values, and the appreciations and skills involved in all its interscholastic activities, and to promote cooperation and friendship. Regulate interscholastic programs in both character and quantity so that interscholastic shall not unduly interfere with nor abridge the regular program of teachers and students in the performance of their regular day-to-day school duties. Encourage economy in the time of the student and the teacher personnel devoted to interscholastic activities, as well as economy in expenses devoted to such activities. And finally, promote only those activities which enhance the school's desired educational goals. Opportunities for boys and girls to represent their school and community as they participate in interscholastic activities is a privilege unique to young people in American education. And educators across the country recognize that this participation offers students significant lifetime learning experiences that cannot be duplicated in any other setting. The overarching goal of the IHSA is to assist schools in creating those significant learning experiences for its students.